Paramount pauses Warner Bros. Merger until lawsuits are resolved. By Warner Todd Houston on July 25, 2026. Paramount has agreed to pause its merger with Warner Bros. Discovery until several big lawsuits come to a resolution, a report says. On Monday, a federal judge suggested that the $81 billion merger be temporarily halted for at least 2 weeks as activist lawsuits continue to plague the deal. Now, Paramount has agreed to put the deal on ice until at least June 1, 2027, or until the lawsuits are concluded, according to Deadline. The biggest issue is the lawsuit spearheaded by California's Democrat Attorney General Rob Bonta, who is leading a 12-state coalition in a lawsuit aimed at squashing the proposed merger. Other states in the filing include Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Washington. The Paramount and Warner Bros. Merger is officially on hold. The merger will not move forward until June 1, 2027 or until the courts provide a ruling on the lawsuits facing the merger. pic.twitter.com/lickvco. Discussing Film, at Discussing Film, July 24, 2026. But there are other suits on the works, as well, including one filed by the Writers Guild of America, which is also trying to head off a merger. The deal, though, has already been given the green light by the federal government and European regulators. Still, Paramount is risking a big loss, though. The studio risks a $7 million per day ticking fee to be paid to Warners for every day the deal is delayed past September 30. Paramount celebrated the move to bring the trials to date. Today's agreement is a significant win because the result is exactly what we have sought from the outset. A direct path to a trial based on the evidence, Paramount said in a statement this week. This is the fastest and clearest way to prove that this transaction is good for competition, good for consumers, and good for creators, a conclusion dozens of competition authorities around the world have already reached. Plaintiffs' market definitions bear no relationship to the realities of today's marketplace and cannot withstand scrutiny. We look forward to proving our case at trial. The judge has not signed off on the deal, but has asked attorneys for both sides to agree to the schedule. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.